Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Proud Podcast. As we all know, these are really challenging times. So how can senior leaders quickly identify organisational challenges? The idea for this was from Alan Wise. For most leaders and the majority of challenges in organisations, whether private, public or not-for-profit, I trust that this simple concept will be surprisingly helpful. As a busy leader in an organisation, such as a CEO, managing director or head of projects, then the people you lead will daily encounter challenges. Why someone or something is not working as expected can cause major headaches for those that have to resolve the issue and achieve the end result. Within my experience, I have found my 3S problem solving very useful in identifying the exact cause. Challenges fall into one of three categories, and they all start with S. Number one, system. Is the computer or paper system that people use causing the problem? Is it unreliable or slower than expected, or perhaps laborious to complete straightforward tasks? Legacy systems can cause no end of complications. What is valuable is to swiftly identify where the problem is. Sometimes it is not a quick fix due to budget restraints. For example, legacy systems using old software can be expensive to reprogram, and the cost of fixing the problem could far outweigh the extra time needed for someone to input and use the system. Another critical question to ask is, do other people using the system have the same problem? If not, then it will be one of the other three S's. Number two, skill. Once we have identified that it is not a system problem, then the next step is to check whether the person responsible for completing the task has the relevant skills. There are all sorts of reasons why someone may not have the appropriate skills. Perhaps they were brought in by an incompetent recruiter, or they have been forced into a promotion where they have been promoted to the level of their incompetence. Whatever the reason, quickly understanding that the reason something isn't being done is down to the person's lack of skills helps identify what resources need to be implemented. As I have talked about elsewhere, there are two types of skills commonly known as hard and soft skills. There are various possibilities to solving this through on-the-job training, online training, coaching, mentoring from someone more experienced, e-learning methods, reading, or skill sessions. S number three, self-efficacy. The third reason for the problem could be down to self-efficacy. Psychologist Albert Bandura was the first to demonstrate in 1977 that self-efficacy, the belief in one's own capabilities, has an effect on what individuals choose to do, the amount of effort they put into doing it, and the way they feel as they are doing it. Albert Bandura also discovered that learning occurs both through those beliefs and through social modelling. One's sense of self-efficacy can play a major role in how one approaches goals, tasks, and challenges. Therefore, if the systems within the organisation work fine, and the person has the skills to complete the task, and there is still a problem, then the third area necessitates exploration. A person creating the problem may not want to complete the task for a variety of reasons. For example, lack of motivation, a values conflict, or even wanted to create disruption. Even though normally this should be the cheapest area to resolve, unfortunately, it can be the most difficult. Implementing 3S's problem solving throughout your team and organisation. To create duplication within your organisation, then one simple way is to get these three words out to everybody and make sure they've all got a copy of it with them. Now, before you correctly think, hang on a minute, Matthew, I run a successful organisation and I'm very good at what I do, Are you suggesting I can't remember three simple words starting with S? Of course you can. But as a leader, you understand that for your organisation to take on something new, you can't tell them about it. You have to show them by using it yourself. Three is a clever little number and has been used throughout human civilization for influencing the masses. It also helps categorize the challenge quickly and simply. Using the 3S problem solving idea of system, skills, and self-efficacy, it won't work every time, but can definitely help people to reframe the overwhelming challenge that they have, particularly at the moment. So being able to reframe such thoughts as, it's impossible, it can't be done, we've never done that before, or things aren't done like that around here. Anything that can help reframe that and give a new perspective is going to be extremely valuable. So just to recap, is it a system problem? The systems that you have available are stopping the person doing their role? Is it a skills problem? They don't know how to do it. They've got the systems work, but the person doesn't know how to use the systems. Or thirdly, self-efficacy. Is it the person has the tools? They know how to use the tools, but they don't want to use the tools. I hope this podcast has been helpful in helping you become a little bit more proud of yourself and your organisation. If you like these episodes, then please feel free to share them with those that you care about. If you haven't already, then please feel free to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode and always get the latest one. If you'd like to read my blog, then feel free to go to www.matthewbroomhead.co.uk. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.